the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we are now in our fourth Sunday of Lent. And today we hear of Christ's encounter with a father and his son. The father has brought his sick son to be healed. And he describes how his son is possessed by a spirit that will seize him and it will throw him down and do him harm. Many occasions the boy had thrown himself even into a fire, almost burned to death, or fallen into the water, maybe nearly drowned. For years, he's been seeing what this has done to his son. Now the father relates how he spoke to the disciples and asked them that they should cast out this spirit, but they could not. And as he appeals to Christ, you see his despair about his son's plight, and you sense within him a kind of feeling that this is his last hope. But yet he is not hopeless. He has come to Christ. You know, if we ever begin to feel a sense of despair ourselves, we turn to Christ because Christ is our hope in all things. Now, sometimes we may come to God with more doubt than belief, perhaps more despair than hope. You know, the worries in our life can increase our fears. They begin to rob the joy that we have. And there are times when you can sympathize with how this father felt that day. Since these things had been happening to his son for a long time, it had been ever since childhood. He was at a point almost of despair. And even Christ's disciples could do nothing. And Christ responds saying, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?" And then he says, "Bring him to me." And even as the father brings his son forward, the spirit convulses him again. And he falls down. Yet, even at this point, the father has some small measure of faith. He wants help for his son. His faith was imperfect. He had doubts. And I'm sure his hopes for his son's healing had been crushed many times in the past. Yet with what little faith he has, he says to Christ, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us." In other words, he wasn't entirely sure the Lord could heal him. And this is when the Lord said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And all that he could do at that point was cry out with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." And in doing this, he showed that he had, in one sense, a spiritual clarity that was even beyond what the disciples had. He knew the weakness of his faith. Yet with everything he had, he called out to the Lord for his mercy. And responding to what Christ said, if you believe, the Father says, "Lord, I believe." But knowing it was imperfect, he also says, "Help my unbelief." And this Father is an example to us. We should never give ourselves over to despair. Yes, we can plainly admit our limited faith. But remember who our faith is in. And that is why we can say, "Lord, I believe," with however little faith we may have at a point in time, and ask the Lord to help our unbelief. As we travel through Lent this year, we may have become at least a little bit like this honest father. And as we go through our struggles during Lent, and we see our weaknesses. If we need any reminder of the power of coming to confession, this gospel passage passage should actually help us today. Christ did not reject this father, who was brutally honest about his imperfect faith. Instead, Jesus responds to his confession about his own inadequacy with abundant grace, with love, and with healing. You know, it's so easy to get distracted when we pray, and sometimes too easy to not pray at all. Things come up. We become angry. We become frustrated with things. And fears about the future can overcome us at times and overcome our good intentions. And we wrestle with our passions. Times that get the best of us sometimes. But take heart. Jesus came to show mercy upon those like this father that we hear about today for this very purpose. This father acknowledges his own weakness. He did not try and hide it. He honestly threw himself on the mercy of the Lord. He made no excuse. He did not try to justify himself. He did not hide his doubts or his frustrations. You hear all that as he talks to the Lord. He did not wallow in wounded pride or about what someone else might even think about him bringing this before the Lord. Instead, he simply acknowledged the truth about his situation. He called upon Christ with everything he had about this problem that had broken his heart. We don't know a lot about his past, his many years of struggle to care for his son, but we do know that this man, in humility and honesty, received mercy that day when he called upon Jesus. And this is what we can do as well. With whatever amount of faith we have, along with whatever weaknesses we have, whatever fears we have, whatever doubts, whatever else besets us, we can follow this Father's example of opening the wounds of our hearts before the Lord. Jesus heard this man's prayer, and he brought new life to his son, giving his grace and mercy to him. He will do the same for us when we come before him in honesty and repentance, knowing that our only hope is in the Lord's great mercy. So as we now continue in Lent on this final leg of our journey towards Pascha, let us be encouraged by this Father's words and actions that day. He did not let his sense of despair that he was feeling stop him from coming to Christ. He did not let his feeling of a lack of faith keep him from asking the Lord, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And above all, he was honest before God as he cried out. And as we can cry out, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.